Number 40, swallow your pride. One of the greatest causes of conflict, one of the greatest underlying pieces of having disease, of having health issues, of ruining our longevity, can be prides. And linked with prides can be shames that go with them. But the big thing we usually recognize is pride. And the idea comes from the same reason I told you to step back from your phone, step back from the news, step back from internet arguments, step back from the gossip, step back from these pieces. And let's bring yourself a little bit out of volatile emotional areas and allow you to stay a little bit in equilibrium. You'll find if you look at a lot of internet arguments, it's a pride thing. If it's not a stir the pot thing, which is different. We get caught up in our prides. We get caught up in needing to be right. We get caught up in needing to be a little bit better than somebody, or we get angry at somebody and we've got to show them. And that's getting caught up here in our emotional pride. And it's wise for us to stop and be able to recognize that and say, whoa, what's going on here? See, the reason we started the entire series with breathe is if we can teach you to breathe, when you get in a situation like that and you can take a few deep breaths and you can run very quickly through your mind, why am I so up on this? Let me breathe a little bit. Let me equilibrate myself and ask yourself the questions of, okay, well, I'm getting a little high. Where am I a little low? What are things that I'm forgetting? Where am I letting loose? And let's bring that little bit back into equilibrium. And breathe and take a walk sometimes. But we're human. We're going to get caught in the moment. So what this is an exercise for is an exercise to really teach us to step back and recognize that sometimes. And just kind of like with the internet argument, you can get prideful and you can get needing to be right. And that's why I'm telling you to step back from it. At the same time, you can be very balanced and equilibrated. And you can say, I'm going to go stir the pot a little bit. And there's different types of pride. And so, you know, don't worry about being proud that your son, your child, your daughter accomplished something, but don't get out there and go, can't you just see that my kids are so much better than yours and my family is so great? And at the same time, you can sit there and go, man, they've accomplished so much. It's amazing to watch. And looking at it in comparison to other people, we can have pride without being overly proud. But we want to swallow that pride when we really get above equilibrium. The Greeks talked about it with hubris, and they talked about pride comes before the fall. You saw that in the story of David and Goliath in the Bible, where Goliath was the big proud one, and he was brought low by the lowly David. And you see that in many different spiritual traditions teaching us about don't get overly prideful. It doesn't mean be stuck way down here all the time, but don't get caught way up here. Get caught being in a balanced position because you have more adaptability, you have more underlying biological health when we're at equilibrium rather than when we're too proud or we're too shamed. So it's wise for health and longevity to figure out how to swallow our pride. The Greeks, one of the best stories of the Greeks was the story of Icarus and Daedalus. And Daedalus had created the wings in order to escape their prison. And he flew and he warned his son Icarus, he said, don't fly too close to the sun and don't fly too low to the sea because that could be the end. But Icarus got so happy and so prideful and wanted to show that I'm doing so good that the wax on his wings melted and they fell apart and he crashed into the sea and he went from a big high to a big low. And there's a lot of underlying messages in there. And you see this very often with athletes when they get really, really proud of some things that they're doing. That's usually when they get brought down. That's usually when the game turns on them. But the ones that stay focused and balanced and hardcore and they don't let emotion get to them, they're the ones that focus on the way through. And when they start to get that emotion, they channel it into more balance in order to achieve more. And that there's a lot of mindset pieces to that. But for your health and longevity, it's wise to recognize in ourselves where we're getting above and below equilibrium and swallow that pride and get us back down to where we need to be so that we don't have pride that brings us low. Because if we don't do it, the universe will. And we don't want the universe to do it. Inevitably, we're human. We're going to have moments like that. This exercise is about recognizing it, being able to take some breaths, being able to do some things to deal with it so that when it does jump up, you're a little bit more prepared. You've already got some adaptive ability in there to help you.